And you're listening to The Music Show on ABC Radio National. And we won't leave now the subject of new music, because we're going to be talking to a composer who is also a radio presenter. He's the presenter on ABC Classic FM of New Music Up Late. This is the sound of the music that Julian Day makes. This is a piece called House Music. Well, after the frenetic world of Ligeti in 7/8, we're in a different place altogether. And this is House Music by Julian Day. And Julian Day is in our Perth studio. Welcome to The Music Show, Julian.
Thank you, Andy. Great to be here.
Tell us about what we're listening to.
Well, you're listening to a piece called House Music, as you say, named because it was first performed in a house. With my ensemble, an infinity room. It was a little lounge room with some music enthusiasts. I guess you could say it's classic chamber music in that way. It's a piece for two electric organs, and the idea behind the piece is that instead of playing it in a normal way, I'm using bolts to hold down different keys. So depending on the number of bolts that I use, I can create any number of these quite gentle, peaceful drones that you're hearing.
Right, and if you have more than 10 bolts, then you can do things that you couldn't do with your fingers.
Precisely.
The thing about the organs, you apparently have quite a lot of these, Julian. Tell us.
Yes, you'd have to ask those that share my house with me what they think of having over a dozen organs sitting under the house. I've been collecting these organs, not for a long time, but I have collected quite a few. I've taken big trips out to small country towns throughout New South Wales. I've had them flown in from far-flung cities in Australia. I've driven to the outskirts of my city, Sydney, to collect these instruments, generally on the verge of being thrown out, people wanting to make space in their garages or a little sick of that large object sitting in the corner. So I found some quite beautiful little objects that make these sounds. And I thought, why not actually do something with it, make an ensemble?
Do you know what was the moment in your life when you decided to start collecting these, or did you just suddenly realise one day you woke up and thought, oh, I've got five organs?
It's an Archimedes moment. When I was growing up, I grew up in a musical household. But despite having gone into the classical music world, I grew up in a rock household, and so the playthings around me were things like electric guitars, microphones, amplifiers, and synthesizers. I took a particular shine to a tiny little Casio tone organ, barely an octave big, and not even a classic piano-style keyboard. It was just a series of buttons. And I was transfixed. I think I just loved how simple and how automatic it was. Even though I then went on to learn piano and studied that at the Queensland Conservatorium, I was always a bit dismayed by just how many hours it took in rooms on my own to try and conquer this giant instrument, the piano. And it suddenly occurred to me when I was all grown up that, well, I could get these much more automatic instruments into my life and invite friends, some of whom might not even play music, and suddenly I could have this inclusive kind of music-making life, and I guess that's how it started.
And so how does the piece, how do your pieces in general work? They often have multiple players. I mean, I'm thinking an extreme version being the piece for 80 flutes, which people can take a look at on YouTube. What is actually provided for these players? How much of it is notated and how much of it is discussed in advance? How much of it is fixed?
Well, I like the idea of bringing people together. It's almost a sociological experiment in a way. I kind of like the idea that I can pull together often quite large numbers of players and simply give them a set of instructions or explain a piece, and they can more or less do it straight away. It's an antidote, perhaps, to the difficulty that you can have in bringing together large players. It's an expensive business, if you like. So if you can keep your overheads simple, then I think you can do extraordinary things. So with a lot of these pieces that I'm doing, it's simply a set of instructions, a pattern, perhaps an algorithm or a set of parameters to work within, often with entry-level skills such as the bolts on the keys. But I guess you get very complex, sometimes quite beautiful results, I think, from this way of working. So for instance, the organ piece that we're sort of hearing, it might start extremely simple, just two notes down the bottom of the organs. Gradually, the notes will shift up towards the other end of the keyboard, just white notes, but because of the patterns I'm using, you get some quite unexpected, quite alarming harmonies at times.
This is the world of Cornelius Cardew, isn't it? And the great learning where all sort, you know, anybody can take part in a performance.
Exactly. It's a kind of an exercise in democracy, if you like. And on this day, why not? A sort of political statement, perhaps. For instance, last week I was performing a concert at First Draft Gallery, an artist-run space in Surry Hills, Sydney. I had five organs displayed in the gallery as an installation. So during the day, you could walk in and immerse yourself in these long-held drones. But at the performance, I had five of us performing in the ensemble. And whilst I'd gone through the music earlier that week with two of them, two had gotten off buses from interstate. And, you know, within 5 minutes, I'd explain the process. If they couldn't have made it, then perhaps two other eager volunteers could have come up. I guess I want to make the distinction, though, that I'm trying not to dumb it down, if you like. It's not necessarily a sort of a community art project. It's about working with simple skills to create something which, to my mind, is of high art, if you like.
And it's a lot about listening, it seems to me. I mean, it's obviously, it's a world away from, well, what Continuum Sax was just doing or any other complex notated music where you have to get everything right and you need, you know, very good players to do it. Here you don't need to be a good player, but you do need to have concentration.
You need the right attitude. Mm. The bigger project you've alluded to, which is called Supercritical Mass, brings together up to 100 of these performers. And you still need to be able to play your instrument to some extent, and you really need focus and, I suppose, the right attitude. I suppose, to my mind, it's actually not a world away from Ligeti, for instance. Perhaps it is from that piece, but this idea of building up accumulative sound clouds, if you like, through masses of the same types of sound, it's the same sort of thing. And maybe I'm finding more of a Penderecki-style approach to this problem, where it's more to do with simple notation and working with an aggregate to create these clouds rather than microscopically engineering tiny little fragments of sound.
Your group, An Infinity Room, is giving a concert on the 3rd of September in Sydney. This is also part of the New Music Network, and James Nightingale is still here. Jim, this is great. This involves audiences in a completely different way, potentially, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely. I think that new music has those potential. It's not, shouldn't be alienating. It should be something which everybody can be a part of and everybody can have a response to. And it's and everything, you know, it's just fantastic for the network to be able to include Julian's thing in our series this year.
And also the installation aspect of it interests me as well. I mean, the fact that it's called an infinity room, the ensemble is called an infinity room, suggests something that you enter, that you become part of, that surrounds you, which is rather different from going to a concert where you sit in an audience and people come out on the stage and play to you.
Absolutely. And, you know, all power to Julian for doing it. And we've got lots of different... In the network, we want to include more sound artists and more sound installation specialists. We've got a few, and it's a really important part of the new music
scene. One of the things that interests me is that blurred distinction, Julian, between, I mean, Jim just referred to sound artists, but between a sound artist and a composer, it seems to me that it's a nicely blurred distinction.
Yes, and I guess that's something I've noticed in presenting new music programs on ABC Classic FM over the past decade or so, is that I think it's become blurrier. And I think that there is there seems to be a greater openness to different venues, different types of ways of making sound, different relationships between an artist or a performer and the audience. So I've inherently designed that duality in my work. As I mentioned, this particular project was a sound installation at First Draft Gallery, and for 3 weeks you could literally go in and spend hours a day, if you liked, enjoying these sounds. But then it can also work in a much more flexible way. So performing in a concert hall is certainly not out of the question.
The concert is on the 3rd of September. Where is this one? Either of you.
Yep.
It's at the Sydney Conservatorium. The
Sydney Conservatorium on the 3rd of September. It's an infinity room at music by Julian Day. And how many organs are we going to have on this occasion, Julian?
Well, as many as the good taxi drivers of Sydney will allow me to fit in the back of their cabs. And as many as fit through the beautifully wood-interiored space of Recital Hall East.
It's funny, this is the second time that the subject of transportation of instruments has come up on today's music show. It's not something we normally talk about at all, but there you go. Thank you very much, both of you. Julian Day, composer and radio presenter, and James Nightingale, who is the boss of Continuum Sax, or the spokesperson of Continuum Sax, for being on today's music show. And James Nightingale is also the president of the New Music Network. And if you go to our website, you'll be able to find a link to that network, and you can read all about it.